们先低头做一个祷告。主，在普世欢腾的日子里，我们向你献上我们的感恩和赞美。
Lord, we come before you to give you our praise and our thankfulness in this time when the whole universe is rejoicing.
今天是一个大喜的日子。
Today is a time of great joy.
普世向你俯伏敬拜。
The whole world shall kneel before you to worship you.
你的名在普世被颂扬。
Your name is being exalted all through the world.
愿主今天在我们中间得着当得的荣耀。
May the Lord receive the glory that he so richly deserves.
让我们这些蒙恩得救的人，我们从心里真正的来发出赞美感恩的声音。
May all of us who's been graced by his salvation praise him and worship him from the bottom of our hearts.
谢谢天上的父差你的独生子来到这个世界。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your only begotten Son into this world.
谢谢耶稣基督为我们降生，不但来到世界，也降生在我们里面。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your birth as a human among us.
谢谢圣灵感动我们，接受相信神的儿子做我们个人的救主。
Thank you, the Holy Spirit, for moving us from our innermost, so that we will accept you as our personal Lord and Savior.
让我们都谦卑在你面前向你俯伏敬拜。
Let us humble ourselves before you to worship you.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas.
你们是讲 Merry Christmas 还是 Happy Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Merry 是一个人的名字哦。
Mary is a name of a person.
她是个穷苦的女孩子。
She was born a very poor girl without means.
她在第一个这个伊丽莎白一世的时候，那经过 Dickinson 写的那个圣诞颂里面，把她的名字传扬出来，所以从那里开始，十九世纪开始就一直用 Merry Christmas 做一个圣诞的一个称呼了。
So that yeah, this came out of the.A novel written by Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol.
所以有人喜欢用 Happy Christmas.
So if you want to say Happy Christmas,
英国女皇她每年公告的时候，那个圣诞公告，她大多数她只有在三次四次现任的英国女皇啊，在她就位六十一年、六十二年了哈，她大概只有三次四次用 Merry Christmas， 其他都是用 Happy Christmas.
Okay, the current queen of Great Britain, she has had three or four of her Christmas proclamations in Merry Christmas, and most of the other times she would say Happy Christmas.
今天我们在这里一起来 Merry Christmas.
So let's all be gathered here and say Merry Christmas to each other.
从一个贫困，从一个可怜，从一个贫穷的一种的人生，因为耶稣基督的降生，进入一个充满喜乐、充满恩典、充满神祝福的一个人生。
So our hopeless life that we had lived when we were without Christ, now we're filled with an eternal hope because we have Christ.
今天早上我看那个 CNN 那个 news。
This morning I was watching news on CNN.
我听到一组那个基督徒那个我们不要说黑人说African American choir 他们在唱诗。
So this morning I watched the news on CNN. There was an African American choir. They were offering a hymn.
非常美的诗歌。
And it was very beautiful.
他们唱耶稣降生。
And they were singing about the birth of Christ.
唱一首非常美的，他说耶稣降生带来新的爱，新的盼望，新的喜乐。
And the hymn was about how the birth of Jesus had brought forth a new love and new joy into this world.
我在想说为什么他没有说圣经里面这样信望爱，他信跟望都有了，他用喜乐来取代这个爱，取代这个信。
So usually we talk about love and hope and faith, and in this hymn they only sing about faith and hope, and they replace love with joy.
所以感谢主，我们每次来庆祝圣诞的时候，我们真的心里充满喜乐。
So every time when we come together to celebrate Christmas, our hearts are filled with joy.
如果你没有信心，你就没有办法喜乐。
And joy without faith is not possible.
如果你真的有喜乐，这个喜乐是从信心里面产生出来的。
And true joy comes from a wellspring of true faith.
这个喜乐不是世上来的喜乐。
And this is not happiness deriving from the worldly.
是从天上来到我们人间的。
This rejoicing comes from heaven.
所以你可以看看你每天的喜乐是从哪里来。
So every day you might want to examine yourself and say, okay, where does my joy come from?
你的喜乐跟上帝、跟神有没有关系？
Your joy, is it related to God at all?
希腊文这个喜乐叫 kara.
Greek, the word joy is kara.
Kara 的字根就是 Christ, 就是基督。
And cannot actually derive from the word Christ.
所以真正圣经讲的喜乐是跟耶稣基督有关系的。
So your joy is not really possible without Christ.
你赚了钱，有了钱，你会喜乐。
And if you made a lot of money, maybe you'll be happy for a while.
有了新的房子，你会喜乐。
Maybe if you bought a new house, you'd be happy for a while.
有了新的车子，你会喜乐。
Maybe if you bought a new car, you'd be happy for a while.
你有新的一个人生的成就，你会喜乐。
And if you had had some worldly achievements, maybe you'd be happy for a while.
但如果这一切的祝福不是从神而来，那不是真正的喜乐。
But if your blessing does not come from God, then your joy is not genuine.
圣经说，神赐给我们喜乐是不带着忧虑。
And the Bible teaches us that the joy that God gives us is without anxiety.
就是你有这种的喜乐。
And that is why you have this
有这种拥有世上这一切的成就。
And even if you have all of the achievements that you can gain from your worldly experience,
可能也不是真正的喜乐。
But that joy is not genuine.
有一个女孩子，她的名字就叫做 Merry Christmas.
There was a girl whose name was Merry Christmas.
她每天充满喜乐吗？
Was she joyful every day?
没有啦。
Not really.
看起来每天人家都每次圣诞节，她每天每次圣诞节她最麻烦的时候。
And Christmas time was a time of high anxiety for her.
她常常回头看谁在叫她。
And because every time people would say Merry Christmas, she'd turn around and be thinking that.
她平常要订个披萨啦，要 order 一个什么运动比赛的门票，怎么打电话人家都不给她的。
And she found it very hard to even order a ticket.
你叫什么名字？
And people would ask her, what's your name?
Merry Christmas.
And she would say, Merry Christmas.
连叫电话挂就挂断了。
And people would hang up on her.
所以她要订个什么东西什么都拿不到。哇，表面上看见喜乐，但是没有真正的喜乐。
And because of her name, even though her name is Merry Christmas, she was without joy.
你要得到真正的喜乐吗？
If you want to gain true joy,
真正要从耶稣基督来。
It must be sourced from Christ Jesus.
耶稣基督来的喜乐。
And Christ Jesus is joy.
第一个，他肯定是从天上来的。
And this is from heaven to earth.
是从神的宝座来的。
It hails from the throne of God.
神的宝座是用以色列的赞美所建造的。
And the throne of God is built by the praise of Israel.
这诗篇二十二篇所说的。
And this is from Psalm 22.
所以什么叫做宝座？
And what is meant by the word throne?
从旧约来看，就是人心中对神充满真心的赞美，神的宝座就在你心里。
And you know, God has a throne in your heart if you think of God with a worshipful heart.
你如果真的这样的赞美，
And if you praise God from the bottom of your heart,
你就充满喜乐了。
You're going to be filled with joy.
你每天是不是充满对神的感恩赞美呢？
Are you filled every day with a heart of thankfulness to God?
好像神的宝座看不见。
And maybe the throne of God is not visible.
马太福音二十二章，有人问法利赛人说，撒都盖人问耶稣说，神的国在哪里？
And in the book of Matthew,chapter 22, the Sadducees asked God, where is the kingdom of God?
耶稣说，在你们心里。
And Jesus said, the kingdom of God is in your heart.
怎么在我们心里？
How is it that it's in my heart?
神的宝座在我们心里。
And God's throne is in our heart.
神的国就在我们心里。
The kingdom of God is in our heart.
我们对神有真心的感恩赞美。
If we are filled withA genuine sense of thankfulness,
我们就充满神的国在我们的心里。
And our heart will be filled with the kingdom of God.
外在的世界不会影响神的国度。
You know, external events is going to have no impact on the kingdom of God.
所以希伯来书第四章说，我们承受的国是一个不能震动的国。
So it says in the Hebrews, the kingdom that we have inherited is unshakable.
这种喜乐不会随外在的环境而改变。
And this kind of joy is not affected by external events.
你今天心情好了，你会喜乐。
And if you're feeling good, maybe you're happy.
你今天吃到好吃的东西了，会喜乐。
Maybe if you have partaked of a great food, maybe you'll be happy.
我刚才有人email 给我，哇，圣诞大餐。
And
video. From
we received on the phone a video about the feast of Christmas.
他们全家一起聚餐。
So the whole family gathered around to have a feast.
对不起，不是我们教会的哈，不要猜哈。
It's not somebody of our church.
哦，在日本料理店那个大吃大喝，那全家一起啊，哇，很开心。
They were gathered around in a Japanese restaurant and they were filled with joy.
那我心里想着要回他一个 email.
And maybe I'll send an email back to her.
下次你要全家聚餐的时候，不要忘了我。
And maybe I'll tell him, okay, next time when you have a feast like that.Don't forget to invite me.
很开心，是不是？
Oh, very happy.
这种喜乐真的喜乐吗？
Is this the kind of enduring?
感谢主，我们可以享受天伦之乐，非常的美。
And you know, it's great that we could enjoy the happiness of family.
但是更好的，我希望每个人都能享受真正天上来的喜乐。
But even better, I hope that everyone else of us will be able to partake of the true joy.
不管今天有没有圣诞大餐。
And it doesn't really matter whether you're going to have a big feast today or not.
有我们快乐。
If you have it, we're happy.
没有我们一样充满喜乐在我们的心里面。
But without it, we're joyful nevertheless.
所以我常常讲说，快乐是快快的乐一乐，快快就没有了。
And sometimes, you know, the word 快乐 in Chinese, it means to be happy for a while, for a little while.
那么喜乐是从心里涌出来的。
And, but the joy, you know, it just comes from a wellspring in your heart.
所以圣经说，神要用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。神要用喜乐的油膏我们，胜过膏我们的同伴。
So God will anoint us.With the oil of joy, and more than he will anoint our companions.
他的喜乐如同快手笔，很快的临到我们，也传染到我们附近的人，一同享受神的喜乐。
His joy descends on us that we can share with everyone around us, so that they could also enjoy the joy from God.
你有没有享受过这种喜乐啊？
Have you enjoyed this kind of joy from God?
你人生最喜乐的是什么？
When was the most joyful occasion during your lifetime?
中国人说喜乐是哪四件事啊？ 中国人的喜乐哪四件？
There were four events in Chinese folklore.
来，谁可以告诉我们一下？
Most, joyful.
什么是中国人啊？啊？哦，那福禄寿那另外了哈、哦、啊，几个字几个字的来啊？什么？洞房花烛夜。
Right. The first one is your wedding night. The second one is you have gained number one on the state examination.
他乡遇故知，对不对？
And you ran into a fellow citizen of yours in a distant country.
And 久旱逢甘雨。
And you have a bountiful rainfall after a long time of drought.
哇，这是中国人所讲的人生的至乐啊，四大喜乐。
This is according to the Chinese folklore, the four greatest joys in the world.
那我们是不是真的啊？基督徒有没有最大的喜乐？有没有啊？什么是我们最大的喜乐？
How about us Christians? What is our greatest joy?
我们感谢主，我们中午要欢庆哈、哦，有两对新人呢、啊，他们结婚，感谢主，人生的喜乐啊，这中国人中国人的喜乐。
We're very thankful that at lunch today we're going to be celebrating the recent marriage of two young couples.
我们一起欢喜快乐来庆祝这种喜乐。
So we all get together and rejoice.
但是不要忘记我们最大的喜乐。罗马书十四章十七节怎么说呢？
In the Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
对不起，他很厉害，我都没有时间跟他讲，他都可以翻译哈。很抱歉，我要早点给他知道一下哈。那你说，神的国不在吃喝，乃在什么？公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
哇，好厉害啊！医生带小抄了，哎，怎么知道？怎么知道我要讲这一节啊？基督徒真正的喜乐是在圣灵中的喜乐。
And true joy is joy in the Holy Spirit.
真正拥有神的国度的人，他在神的国度里面。如果你在神的国度，你一定会喜乐，不可能不喜乐的。
If you have the kingdom of God in your heart, if you are a member of the kingdom of God, you cannot but be joyful.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你在神的国度里面吗？
Are you in the kingdom of God?
你要享受这真正的喜乐吗？
Are you able to enjoy this eternal joy?
愿耶稣降生在你的心里。
May the Lord be born into your heart.
给你真正的喜乐。
So that he can give you the true and everlasting joy.
你如果只尝受过世上各种的所谓的喜乐或者快乐，
and if you have tasted many different kinds of joys from the world,
我建议你现在试试看接受耶稣基督，在你今天开始重新享受走从来没有过的在神国度里面的喜乐。
I encourage you to accept the Lord Jesus so you can taste the joy that you have never tasted before.
第二方面，这一节圣经，这里，外面的信息里面，不但是告诉我们天使传报了大喜的信息，而且谈到，第十一节说救恩的信息。
And this is a news of salvation.
谈到今天在大卫城里面为我们生了主，就是主基督，救主就是主基督。
Today in the city of David was born your Savior.
是一个信息，不但是一个关乎全世界的一个喜乐的信息。
This is not just the joyful news for all the people of the world.
而且关于一个救恩的信息。
And this is also the gospel of salvation.
这个救恩是从现在一直到永永远远。
This salvation is for the here and now, and it is also for all eternity.
如果你相信耶稣，
if you are a believer in Christ,
接受这位新生的王，这个小 baby 进入我们的心里面，
and you accept him as your king and to take him into your heart,
而照着他圣经所讲的教训，我们来遵行，
and follow all of his precepts according to the Bible.
他称我们做他的门徒。
And he considers us his disciples.
不但称我们叫 believer, 叫信徒。
He considers us his believers.
Not only believer, but also disciples.
But not only, also disciples.
然后呢，仍然称为什么 saints, 称为圣徒。
And we are also considered saints.
然后呢，称为 apostles, 称为一个使徒。
And we can also be apostles.
所以在罗马书第一章前面一段就说，我们是 believer, 我们是 disciple, also 我们是那个 apostles.
So this is mentioned in the book of Romans that we're believers and we're disciples and we're also apostles.
救恩临到我们，
salvation comes to us,
要叫我们成为一个真正相信他的人，
so that we become true believers.
有什么信息是关乎全世界的？
And what kind of news is about the whole world?
哪一个喜乐可以从天上来到世界的？
And what kind of joy could descend from heaven?
没有一个喜乐，任何一个宗教没有办法带给我们。
And there is no such joy in any other religion.
任何宗教都是由下往上。
And all other religions are from the ground up.
除了基督教以外。
Except Christianity.
基督教是由上往下。
Christianity is descending from the heaven.
人用人的方法，智慧聪明，要来寻找一位神，由下往上没有办法。
You know, from the ground up, if we all utilize our human wisdom, in search of the true God and the truth, and we're really hopeless. We're not going to be able to find it.
在宗教上，信仰在宗教分类叫做自救性的宗教，自己救自己的宗教。
And this is a religion of self-salvation.
都是由下往上。
And this is from the ground up.
基督徒所信的基督教呢，是由上往下，叫做他救性的，没有办法自己救了，一定要靠另外一位才能够救我们的。
And so our message in Christianity is a message from heaven, and our salvation does not depend on us.
包括喜乐，
and including our joy.
特别是救恩，
especially salvation itself.
基督教救恩是他救性的救恩，不是自救性的救恩。
In Christianity, salvation is not from us, but from a source other than us.
这是基督教特别的地方。
This is what is special about Christianity.
你可以相信任何的宗教，
You can be a believer in any religion.
但你找不到一个真正可以由上往下的，能够使我们得到救恩、得到喜乐的一个宗教。
But you're never going to find a religion like Christianity, which grants you salvation from heaven above, when will give you eternal joy.
你可以靠着修行、靠着你的行为、靠着自己的努力，但都是自救性、自我式的一种的救恩，
you know,
这种有限，非常有限。
You know, it is very limited. You know, this idea of self-salvation and trying to build up your salvation through your own good conduct is not going to work.
就基督教的救恩，它是从现在直到永远，它的时间、空间，它的那一种的范围是 unlimited.
The salvation of Christianity, you're talking about a salvation that transcends time and space.
所以感谢主，我们领受的是一个永恒的救恩。
Praise the Lord, we have a salvation eternal.
只要我们遵行他的话，
as long as we obey his precepts,
照着圣经的真理而行，
we do everything that he teaches us.
因为有基督的宝血做代价，
the precious blood of Christ has paid the price.
有圣灵的印记做保证，
and we have the seal of the Holy Spirit as our guarantee.
有上帝的应许做我们永远的一个承诺。
And the promise of God is never broken.
所以我们得到这个救恩，如果你真的信他，不是表面的，不是应付式的，从心灵很真诚的这样接受相信，然后又照神的话去做。希伯来书第六章说，你领了神的道，尝过他天人滋味，那不可能叫你重新跌倒，如果你真的这样做的话。
If you are a true believer, if you truly follow the Lord and you believe in him and you do everything he tells you to do, you will never lose the salvation.
有时候我们不够认真在信仰的上面。
And sometimes maybe we don't take our faith sufficiently seriously.
有时候我们不是真正的认真在遵行神的话。
And sometimes we don't take it very seriously, you know, in terms of how we need to follow his precepts in everything we do.
任何事情都需要付代价。
And you know, you got to pay a price for everything. Nothing is free.
所以一句话怎么说呢？革命不是什么吃香喝辣的，是吧？
Yes, there's some communist saying about the revolution not being free.
啊，是要付代价的。
So you need to pay a price.
啊，真实的，是真正的。啊。
So it's a true. If it's true belief, you need to pay a price.
那我们的信仰呢？要不要付代价
？And our faith, does it involve paying a price?
你为了世界上的这种的一种理想，一种的。这种努力你都付那么多代价，我们为了永恒，我们是付更多的代价。
If you're willing to pay such a heavy price for all of the earthly glories, just imagine how much of a price you will be willing to pay for eternal salvation.
我们说，我们读书从幼稚园一直到大学到博士，可能我们读24到26年来预备我们前面40年的工作。
You know, our education really is a time-consuming process. From the time when we go to daycare and kindergarten to the time when we get our graduate degrees, it may take as long as 24 years.
Yeah. 那为了是什么？前面40年我的工作，我要准备20年以上，我来准备40年的来应付这工作的需要。
And this is to prepare us.For our career in the work world, which may last up to 40 years.
我们如果为了永恒几千年、几亿年、数不出年代那一种的需要，我们要付上多少的代价
？Just imagine how much of a price you're willing to pay for this salvation that's going to last trillions and trillions of years. In fact, it will have no end.
如果我们不认真的读圣经，不认真的照主的话去遵行，不认真的学习祷告、传福音，我们很难说：“哎呀，我的信仰是那么踏实，可以一直到永恒。”有时是很多的挑战哦。
You know, your faith in your salvation, maybe it is not so unshakable if in your daily life you don't take seriously your duty to read the Bible and to follow everything that God says.
Yeah. 感谢主让我们领受这个救恩。
Praise the Lord for giving us the salvation.
这救恩是给每一个人的。
And this salvation is freely offered to everybody.
你心里相信，口里承认，就必得救。
If you believe in your heart and you verbally profess your faith, and you shall be saved.
约翰福音3:16最出名的，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
It's just like it says in the Gospel of John, for all that believeth in him.They shall have eternal life and shall not perish.
约翰一书第5章说，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
In 1 John chapter 1 it says, if you have the life of the Son, you have God. If you don't have the Son, you don't have life.
圣经里面谈到生命有4个希腊文，其中谈到永生这个生命叫 zoe 这个字。
There's 4 words in Greek about life.
一个叫 Zoe,
okay.
是永远的生命。
And this first word is about the eternal life.
其他你平常的生活，我们中文翻成生活、生计，或者是你的人生的规划，那些叫做生命。但是基督教所讲的是你永永远远的生命。
This eternal life is not the same as your daily life as you make plans.For your earthly life, it's a totally different thing.
这个生命包括长度，也包括内容。
And this eternal life is different from your daily life in terms of content and also in terms of its length.
我曾经访问一些长辈，为你祷告，叫你活得久一点，好不好
？And so a lot of times we during our visitation with our senior citizens.And maybe we're praying that they will be able to live a little longer.
And she said, no, 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 千万不要
And some of our seniors would say, no, don't pray for longevity.
哇，我这里痛，那里痛，活久了那么糟糕，更痛。
And he would say, you know, I'm suffering all kinds of physical pains. I don't really want to prolong this life.
但是上帝给我们永远的生命，没有这种痛苦。
The eternal life that God gives us, you know, it is one without any kind of pain.
所以启示录二十一章第一到第五节说，在神的国里面，那里没有眼泪，没有哀嚎，没有痛苦，没有悲伤，没有死亡，这一切都没有。
So in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, it tells us in the new heaven and new earth, there will be no more death, there will be no more suffering, there will be no more tears.
你只要保证你可以进得了这个天堂。
As you just want to make sure that you are going to be able to enter.
其他你不要担心。
And you don't really have to worry about anything else.
神有他的大能做他的大事。
God's power will ensure that everything that he has promised to do, he will do.
没有眼泪，没有悲伤，没有痛苦，没有哀嚎，没有死亡。
No tears, no sadness, no crying, no pain, no suffering, no anything.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
你有没有这样一种的信心
？Do you have a faith like that?
前两天有个姊妹，对不起，我忘了，我不想不是我们教会的，她打电话给我说，她的亲人，过世了，但是没有信主，他不晓得怎么用圣经去安慰他，他的其他的家里人。
And a sister called me, the church called me, said, dear family member of hers had passed away, and she was very sad because she didn't know how to pray with the members of the family of the deceased because the deceased never accepted the Lord.
我就请他用启示录二十一章一到五节。你可以自己的安慰，你也安慰你家里人。
And so I encouraged her to comfort herself and family members with the first verses of the chapter 21 of the book of Revelation.
神的救恩带给我们今生的恩典，一直到永远。
And the Lord's salvation, it grants us peace and grace for this life and for the next life.
所以《使徒行传》十七章二十六节以后，那你谈到。二十六到三十节左右。
使徒行传 Acts, chapter
17, 那讲到神从一本造出万族的人，叫他们住在全地，预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。二十六节。
It says here that from one man he made every nation of man that they should inhabit the whole earth.And he determined the time set for them and exact places where they should live.
所以我们年活多久，我们这个疆界，我们人生的范围有什么，神都有他的安排，有他的祝福。
You know, our lifespan and our personal territory on this earth and everything has been predetermined by God.
感谢主，你得到这个救恩没有？
Praise the Lord. I want to ask you whether you feel you have received this salvation.
你得到这个救恩，你就不要为你的前途在担心。
And if you're sure that you have received this salvation, you will have no more worries for your future.
如同做父母的，对他小孩子从生下来，甚至还没有生下来，就要为他安排他的人生各方面的计划。
You know, those of us who are parents, even before your child is born, sometimes you have made extensive plans for his or her future.
你得到这个救恩
And, but once you have the salvation,
不只是一个长度的问题
it's not just in terms of its duration,
更是一个内涵的问题在这个永生的里面
and this content is about eternal life.
永生是个圆形是个 circle
and the eternal life is like a circle.
不是一个长度是一条线一个 line
it is not linear, it is a circle.
我们追求长生不死之药，怎么长还是会断掉，还是会死掉的。
You know, when we are seeking after a long life, you know, the linear line is going to come to an end sooner or later.
我们寻求一个永生是个圆的，只要你进去，永远在这个永生里面了。
You know, eternal life is a circle; it has no end.
Yeah, 所以我们享受里面上帝的祝福。
So our innermost being, we receive the grace from God.
不要担心我们身体、我们的家庭、我们的前途、我们的工作、我们现在各样的难处。
So with the blessing from God, we have no reason to worry about our future, our families, our earthly life, or anything else.
以赛亚书第九章说，他的即使他 name 有一个叫做 Almighty God.
In Isaiah.Chapter 9, one of the Lord's name is Almighty God.
他是全能的神，你对他有没有信心啊？
If he is the Almighty God, how can you not have confidence in him?
他不是不 not only just a wonderful counselor, 他是个 Almighty God.
He's an Almighty God.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
希望我们都得到这个救恩。
I pray that we all receive this.
耶稣的降生为世人而生，事实上是为那些信他的人而生。如果你不信他，耶稣跟你他的降生跟你没有实际的意义在里面。
You know, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is for everybody, but particularly it is for those who believe as unto him. If you refuse to believe unto him, his birth and his salvation has nothing to do with you.
然后十三十四节非常出名的路加福音第二章哈，这里圣经告诉我们说，在他的万民的信息里面是一个平安的信息。
And Luke chapter 2 verses 13 and 14, this is about a news of peace.
十四节说，在至高之处荣耀归于神。
And it says, glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests.
地上有平安吗？
Is there peace on earth?
有没有平安？
Is there peace?
第二次世界大战以后，联合国用以赛亚书第二章的话，镰刀要拿掉，要全部拿掉，然后国与国不再寻求战事，不再有战争，他们的目标摆在那里。
You know, the mantra, the motto of the United Nations is quoted from Isaiah chapter 2, that nations shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into prong hooks, and nations will not declare war on each other, and they will no longer train for war.
如果你现在到联合国那去看，它一个地基，这些圣经啊章节还写在那里。
And if you go in front of the United Nations building, you're going to see a statue there, and the words are inscribed.
那么真的有和平吗？
Is there really peace?
现在联合国的统计，平常像我们现在这个时候，至少有130几处国家或者地区。都是两边拿着枪拿着炮对着互相在看着，一不小心打起来了。
So according to the most recent UN statistics, there are about 100, at least 130 places around the world where the regions or nations that where people are at war with each other.
最危险但是中东，再来可能是台湾海峡。
And the most dangerous hotspots or the Middle East, or maybe the Strait of Taiwan.
有可能是北韩那一边。
And maybe it's North Korea.
最危险的。
And the most dangerous places.
不要忘记哦，还有平常哦，一百三十几个地区国家，枪拿着枪对着，随时会出问题的。
So, but it's not the places of danger, not limited to those hotspots. You got to remember there are 130 other places where people were taking up guns and fighting each other.
感谢主，我们在这享受平安。
And praise the Lord, we enjoy peace here.
哇，一些恐怖分子稍微要在美国啊，在平啊在圣诞节的时候给美国的家庭制造不平安。
And you know there are terrorists out here, and even in this country, that wanted to cause some trouble.
这种不平安呢，他借着各种的恐怖的行动，叫我们害怕。
And they wanted to destroy our peace and want to terrify us with all kinds of activities.
有没有可能呢？
And is this possible?
或者他们要做，或者真的可以做哦。
Maybe they can do it. Maybe they will be able to do it.
所以，美国政府也很紧张啊，但是他也告诉大家要生活正常，不要怕。
And so the U.S. government is on high alert, but they also advise us to lead a normal life.
他们特别针对教堂，基督教教堂跟人多的地方。他们要做一些的事情。
And special precautions are taken to preserve the security around churches and other public places of gathering.
过去这个一两个礼拜，埃及的基督教跟非洲、突尼西亚一些东正教都被一些恐怖分子聚会的时候丢炸弹，哇，死了几十个哈。报纸上你都可以看得到。
The last couple months,
Coptic
Christian churches. And churches in Ethiopia have been attacked by terrorists.
我们感谢主，我们在这里享受主的平安。
Praise the Lord, we're enjoying the peace of God.
我在想，但纽泽西比纽约平安一点，有没有啊？
Maybe we're in a little better shape here in Jersey than New York City.
我天天在想说，是不是我们要主日崇拜要请两个我们的 deacon 啊，身材壮一点的，嗯。四周围走来走去巡视一下。
So maybe we need to have a couple of our deacons, especially the ones who are relatively big and strong, to have them patrol the ground.
我在纽约教会，我就是正式长职会提出来，而且也通过哦。啊，主日崇拜的时候，我们派两位，我们叫执行的这些同工啊，都就是男子汉哈，壮一点，那四周围。教堂四周围走来走去，看看有没有什么比较特别奇怪的人。
And so in our church in New York City, we actually passed resolution from the deacon board where, during time of worship, we have two big guys patrolling the grounds.
因为那个教会是纽约历史古迹，而且是很大的一个，算是大的一个教会，交通也是很中心。所以有可能成为我讲了几次跟我们那边长执会，我说要留意这件事情。
And this church building is a very prominent building in New York City. It is at a busy intersection, so we needed to be prepared for any eventualities.
在法拉盛有一个，不要说法拉盛，在纽约哈，你们会猜是哪个教会？
in New York City.
啊，有一个教会，主崇拜的时候请一个警卫站在。教堂门口。
During their Sunday worship, they actually hired a security guard to stand at the door.
我们在这里感谢主，我们享受一种的平安。
Praise be to God, we enjoy peace and tranquility here.
每一天有主的平安与我们同在，我们感谢主。
Every single day, God made sure that tranquility and peace is with us. We praise the Lord for that.
我们享受这种平安，我收到一个，昨天我收到一个 email， 他讲一个平安的故事，在圣诞节的时候，这以前我看过了，但是他现在有个正式的记录出来。
Speaking of peace and tranquility, I received a message yesterday about a story at Christmas Eve.
那1944年圣诞节的时候，当时世界大战还在打。
During the Second World War in 1944,
结果在法国呢，一个母亲跟她的儿子等着她的丈夫回家过 Christmas Eve.
At the French front, the front in France, a German mother and son were waiting for their father to come back.
结果呢，突然有人敲门了。
And suddenly there was a knock at the door.
打开门一看，三个美国军人。
And then they opened the door, and there were three U.S. GIs.
他们讲英文。
And they were speaking English.
一个受伤。
And one of them was wounded.
三个人走了三天路，找不到他们的部队，找不到他们的地方。
They've been hiking for 3 days, and they were not able to find their position.
冻得这个手都是生疮了，都很危险这样。
And they were suffering from frostbite.
他说：“能不能进到你们家里来躲一躲？因为怕那个德军啊来追他们。”
And so these American GIs asked the German mother, "Is it okay if you let us in so we can hide from the Germans?"
他如果但是法国人如果藏了美军的话，被德军知道啊，这个是满门抄斩啊。
If you were found out by the Nazis that you were hiding U.S. soldiers.They're gonna shoot you.
结果他是接纳他们到家里来。
But she opened the door to let them in.
给他吃，他甚至帮他简单的包扎一些伤口。
She fed them and she also took time to bind their wounds.
没多久又有人敲门了。
And then there was another knock at the door.
谁来了
？Who was it this time?
哇，你们很聪明哦，来了四个德国军人。
And there were three Nazi soldiers.
哇，他们也迷路了。
They're also lost.
也找到这个家庭来了。
And they also came to the door of this.
哇，这个法国这个妈妈叫伊丽莎白，她很勇敢。她说：“你要进来可以，我这里有另外有客人，你们不能伤害他们。”
And the mother, whose name is Elizabeth, said to the Germans, okay, you can come in, but I have other guests here, and you must promise that you were not going to hurt them.
你要进来前先把武器交给我。
So if you want to come in, you can come in on one condition, you must lay down your weapons.
哦，这个太太很厉害哦。
So this mother is very assertive.
后来德军呢，为了吃嘛，没办法，好吧，啊，这个武器交给你了。
So the German soldiers, because they were suffering from hunger and exposure to the elements, they agreed to drop their weapons.
后来进来一看，哇，美军，哇，快要打起来了，要打架。
When they came in, they almost came to blows with the U.S. GIs because they recognized them as enemy combatants.
后来这母亲把他控制得很好，大家坐下来，小房间，德军跟美军挤在一起来吃饭。
But the mother was so resourceful. She got them to drop their weapons, to agree not to fight, and to sit together.
后来有一个德军会讲英文的，他是个医生啊，他学医学毕业当医生。后来哇，讲话他们就慢慢交融起来，而且就变成好朋友一样，就帮他看看伤口了，告诉他你这个不会死，是天气影响，休息几天就好了，类似这样。哇，那个美军就送美国香烟，德军就送什么那个莫斯科什么酒啊哈。他说一直什么最出名的酒，两边人就一起喝酒，一起庆祝基督降生的平安节、平安夜。
And the Germans and Americans agreed to celebrate Christmas Eve together to celebrate the birth of Christ, and they agreed not to fight. There was a medical personnel among the Germans who also agreed to attend to the wounds of one of the American soldiers, and they also exchanged presents with each other.
后来德军第二天还告诉美军说，你们不要走错路哦，走那边要到我们那边去了哦，你要走另外一边到你们那边去。
And the German soldiers actually, the following day, they were nice enough to tell the Americans, okay, you want to go that way, not this way, because if you go this way, you're going to go into our territory.
在平安节的时候，敌人变成好朋友。
You know, on a Christmas Eve, on the eve of Christ's birth, enemies became friends.
有国家性的，有个人性的，这是个人性的一个例子。
You know, this is an example on a personal level.
后来他的儿子，1958年，他到夏威夷，然后要找这些人，后来找到一个，他把这个投在那个读者文摘这个文章上面了，写在读者文摘上面，把这经过。
So, the son of Elizabeth Fritz, immigrated to Hawaii.And opened up a pizza shop, and he wrote about this event, and he sent the article to Reader's Digest.
后来，马里兰州一个养老院一个工作人员打电话给他说：“哎，我们这有一个人讲的故事跟你一样。
”And many years later, the member of a staff at a nursing home in the state of Maryland told Fritz that, "Hey, you know, we have a resident here who's telling about telling the same story like you told."
所以他们找到第一个人，后来又找到第二个人。
So they found the USGI. They found the first one. Then they found the next one.
后来好莱坞在1995年把它拍成电影。
And then Hollywood made a movie about it called Silent Night.
那个叫做《寂静的夜》（Silent Night）。
Silent Night. It was
a 电影。就是把这个平安带给不同的甚至敌对的人都可以享受平安。
You know, this is a message about.The peace from God who could turn enemies into friends.
我们享受平安，我们要享受真正的在主里的和好。
We enjoy this peace because we enjoy true reconciliation to God.
最后是个荣耀的信息。
And finally, this is a news of glory.
地上要满了神的荣耀。
And the whole earth is filled with the glory of God.
整个耶稣降生主要是要把神的荣耀带到世界来。
You know, the birth of Christ is about bringing the glory of the Lord into the world.
对人来讲得到神的救恩。
To every one of us to gain the salvation freely granted by God.
对神来讲神在他儿子身上得的荣耀。
And from God's point of view, he has gained glory in the person of Christ Jesus.
现在神也要在我们这些信他的人身上得到荣耀。
And now God is going to be glorified by each and every one of us who are believers.
神首先借着天使来传报这个大好的荣耀的信息。
And through his angels, he was proclaiming the great news.
借着星星来告诉博士，来传递这个新生王荣耀的信息。
You know, the stars in heaven guided the Magi to come from the east to offer frankincense and myrrh.
神也借着博士寻找耶稣来传扬这一个荣耀的信息。
And the Magi from the east also helped spread the gospel.
从大自然界神的创造，神用了他们，从属灵界、大自然界，以及从世上这些有学问的博士，以及后来我们看起来没有什么学问的牧羊人，神都可以用他们来传扬这一个荣耀的信息。
You know, God is really displaying His glory through everything, through the glory of the creation of the natural world, as well as through well-educated people and not so well-educated people like the shepherds.
神借着属灵界天使传扬，借着创造大自然界天上星星，很自然的神可以叫他们传扬，但碰到人的时候，我们有时候就传扬不出去了。
You know, God is spreading His glory around, and He can do this very easily from the heavenly bodies that He has created, like the star, or He can do it very easily through angels, but He kind of runs into a problem when it comes down to humans.
感谢主，第一个圣诞，有学问的，没有学问的，大家一起顺服、谦卑来传扬这个信息。
You know, the first Christmas, at the birth of Christ, all people, you know, whether you're learned, well-educated, and not so well-educated, you all gather together to celebrate His birth.
我们现在怎么来响应神的心意，来体贴他的心意，传扬他这个荣耀的信息呢？
How do we respond to God's call for us to spread the good news?
博士看到天上的星星。
And the Magi, what happened to them was they were guided by the star in the heaven.
牧羊人亲眼看见耶稣这个婴孩在马槽里。
And the shepherds, they saw with their own eyes, the King of Kings was born in the manger.
所以他们去传。
So they went out and spread the good news.
在你生命里面，你看见了什么？
Now, what have you seen in your personal life?
你祷告，神有没有听你的祷告？
When you pray, has God responded to your prayer?
旧约是从旧约是看见，新约是 behold。 启示说 behold， 注意注意注意，我们有没有提醒自己，我们经历到神在我们身上的恩典，所以我们来传扬他救恩的信息。
You know, it says in the Bible, behold, behold the glory of God. You know, have you personally experiencedthe grace and the blessing from God that will prompt you to want to go out and spread the good news.
神祝福你家庭幸福。
The Lord Jesus blesses you with the health of your family.
我们比上不足，比下有余。
You know, we may not be doing so well, but compared with the really poor people, we're doing pretty good.
我们可以平安坐在这里。
So we can be gathered here in peace.
一个小时里面几千个人离开这个世界。
You know, every hour of every day, you have thousands of people that are dying.
我们平安在这里，是不是感谢主呢？
But we're gathered here, we're alive, we're gathered here in peace. Do you want to thank the Lord for it?
刚才诗歌说到山上去传福音。
And the hymn says, go up on the mountain to tell the word about it.
你的 mountain 在哪里？
Where is your mountain?
Maybe 是你的邻居。
Maybe your mountain is your neighbor.
是你的家人。
Maybe the mountain in your case means the members of your family.
如果他们还没有信耶稣。
If they're not yet believers.
还没有得到这个大好的信息。
And they have not received this great news.
这些信息是关乎所有的人的。
This great news is about the entire world.
他们还没有得到。
If they have not received it.
我们有责任。
We have a responsibility.
我们一起来彰显神的荣耀。
Let us all proclaim the glory of God.
罗马书三章二十三节说：“世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。”
In the book of Romans, it says, "All have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God."
我们需要来彰显神的荣耀。
We need to proclaim and display the glory of God.
在新的一年，求主帮助我们，带领更多的人来经历耶稣基督的降生。
You know, in this new coming year, let us promise that we shall bear our responsibility to bring more people to the Lord.
从我们家人，从我们亲友开始。
Starting from the members of your family and your friends.
我们低头做个祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
谢谢主恩待我们在这里庆祝你的降生。
Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with such peace so we can gather here and celebrate your birth.
谢谢主把这个大喜、荣耀、平安这种救恩的信息赏赐给我们。
You know, thank you, Lord, for granting us, for giving us this great news of glory, of peace.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
祝福我们。
Bless us.
让我们在庆祝你降生的时候，我们做一个牧羊人，或者做一个博士，我们都要传扬你的救恩。
You know, just like at the time of the Magi and the shepherds, let us shoulder the responsibility to spread the good news.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.